Soon Earth will be on its way, as will all of the helpers. These concepts may seem to be very advanced. If this will help you understand, paraphrasing or analogies are a useful tool in understanding these concepts. So if you wish for me to paraphrase, please ask. Over, Ermihead. You, that would be very helpful, as some of these things are said. There is a Galactus foot to help Earth at this time. Does that mean that there are other planets and other peoples also involved in this? Certainly. Ours is not the only planet involved. This is a galactic effort. Earth's neighbors are rushing to her aid. The friends of Earth are many indeed. There is a common knowledge among Earth's neighbors of what is going on here. It is entirely voluntary to do this. There is a communication between planets of what is going on in different parts of the galaxy. And this experience is in that communication. Can you explain what you mean? Similar to shortwave radio, if you wish to use that analogy, where you can tune into other countries and hear news of what's going on in that country. Does this communication use a machine of any type, such as a radio? There are machines which will do this. However, on the spiritual level, one need only be attuned. Earth isn't in this circuitry though, is it? Earth is, however, there are no machines on this earthly level which will attune. It is possible to build these machines. There are many here who will have the knowledge channeled through them. But it is not time right now for this to be channeled. Is this the same machine you spoke of early that use a gamma rays instead of radio waves? Yes, the gamma rays or cosmic rays are the medium of these transmissions. These are the, quote, unquote, radio waves. Yes, you told me before that our scientists were looking in the wrong direction trying to pick up communications. The direction would be accurate, but they're looking on the wrong level. They're looking on the far lower end of the spectrum from where they need to be. The vehicle, Phil, would also like to state at this time on viewing the three spires, what you might find an interesting piece of information. For your planet has a spire on it identical to the design of these three, and that, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, rushing to Earth's aid, 109, D. P. D. P. is the Washington Monument. The Washington Monument is functioning, as are the spires, as a transmitter. That is the purpose of having the buildings in Washington, D.C. no taller than the spire. For then the spire can be seen, and through the visual contact it is in communication with these individuals in Washington, D.C. This was certainly a surprise. The method of communication works like this. The spire is in conscious or subconscious view, as in peripheral vision, and a link is made. This person's energies are then. We hesitate to use the terminology transmitted or received by this monument. The true picture may be drawn as saying that this spire is in communication with the person's energies. It relays these energies outward from the tip, and in this way those attuned with this spire are aware of the mood of the country. Washington, D.C., being the capital, is aware of the situation in the country, much as the mind or the brain is aware of the other parts of the body. Thus the capital then is the brain of the country and is constantly assessing its condition. This assessment is then sent out, and an assessment can be made of the situation of this country from a distance. Who is picking up these vibrations or whatever they are? Your brothers in the universe are reading these messages. This is the universal transmitter on this planet, or one, to be exact. For the pyramids are of another nature but are one and the same, a transmitter. Is it significant that both of these transmitters, the monument and the pyramids, are built of stone? That is correct. The stones are. We have trouble finding the proper terminology, but they are adequate in channeling the energies which are native to this planet. They would not be adequate for energies which are not native to this planet, for example. It is interesting to note that the top of the Washington Monument is really a small pyramid. D. Does the shape, the point and theft sides coming together, have significance? P. That is correct. For there is a focusing effect which is achieved by varying the proportions of the sides to each other. In this way a focus is made, much as a lens or a prism would direct at its side. 110. The keepers of the garden, that energy which is directed into it from another. D. Were the builders of the Washington Monument aware of this when they built it? P. Not on a conscious level, for this was channeled energy. D. Do you mean the plans for the Washington Monument came to the builder subconsciously? He had no idea what he was really building? P. That is correct, for in his perception it was a work of art. He, in his mind, saw the shape of what he wanted to build and then endeavored to construct it to reflect that image which he had in his mind. And you can guess where the image came from. Aha, that is how channeling works. An image can be planted in one's mind and then this person sees it and perceives it as his own idea or imagination. Oftentimes it is merely imagination. Other times, in such a case as this, where the outcome has been already decided and is decreed, then one is used as a channel in order to accomplish the outcome which is desired. D. Then it was destined to be built, there was no way any human being could have stopped it. Is that what you mean? P. That is not correct, for as you can see through your history, many things have happened which stopped and retarded the forward progress. There is always the free will. However, in this case there was no attempt to block this endeavor and so it was accomplished. This was an intriguing idea but it gave me the uncomfortable feeling we were being spied upon, or that they were eavesdropping on us. I wondered if other towers, such as the Eiffel Tower, were also transmitters. P. It is to a degree, a transmitter also. However, it is not the same nature. It is not constructed such as can be received from a distance. D. What about Russia and the other countries? Do they have transmitters similar to this? P. There are none others that serve to this extent. Not in the same manner as the Washington Monument. It is a transmitter for the world. For your country is aware of the situations of every other country, is it not? D. Yes, they think they are. They hope they are. P. We speak not so much of an intelligence gathering effort but of conditions such as weather, of humanistic conditions such as, rushing to Earth's aid, 111, starvation, torture, love, sympathy and kindness. An overall picture of the world condition is transmitted. Were the world one universal planet of love and compassion, an entirely different signal would be sent. So from this transmitter the brothers of the universe can watch as events unfold on your planet. During the assassination of your President Kennedy this signal went out and was received on distant planets. This is merely an example. It was of importance to all of our universe, for not so much personal reasons, but because it underscored the condition on your planet. So we looked with sympathy and heavy hearts on your planet. D. Then this is like a monitoring system so they can keep track of what's happening on Earth? P. That is correct. I had been doing research on the atomic explosion at Hiroshima for the book I was writing at that time, A Soul Remembers Hiroshima. I wondered if the message also went out when that horrendous event happened and how it was viewed. P. That was not only viewed, that was felt, for the atomic explosions disrupt the energy channels. Imagine, if you will, a flowing stream, and suddenly a boulder is thrown into the stream which blocks the stream and causes it to change its path. This is somewhat of a crude analogy. The vehicle, Phil, would like to say that the boulder merely interrupts the stream, and so we shall say that the stream is temporarily diverted and blocked. This is an analogy to demonstrate the effects of atomic blast, how these work on levels far beyond merely the physical. For the entire universe is aware of these events. As in the energy streams of the sun, they are in balance and there is harmony. These nuclear blasts are pinpoints of disharmony which echo and reverberate throughout the universal energy as distant pings. It was sensed all throughout this local universe, and to a lesser extent on the more distant universes, for the effect fades with distance. These are things of common knowledge through the communication circuits which are in place throughout all the universes. It is not limited strictly to planet, planets and galaxies and universes, but from universe to universe as well. There are several levels of communications and these are capable of receiving these levels. 112. The Keepers of the Garden. D. You said communications between the universes? This is a new idea to me. I've always thought of one universe. Can you elaborate, please? P. There are many universes. many, many universes. Is this one particular universe, or the universe we are in here now is merely one universe of many? There are many, many different universes. They are in physical space. The concept demands a very broad imagination to conceive of the distances involved. There are political. Political is not an accurate term, but is one which can be understood here. In each universe there are governmental levels which govern the individual and collective universes. D. Would this be equivalent to what people call God? P. The God, the concept of God is the sum of all, of everything. We are God. We are collectively God. We are individual pieces of God. God is not one, but God is all. D. Well, with many universes, do you mean each has its own God? P. All the universes put together makes God. Each universe does have the awareness of God, although the awareness would be different in different universes as well as different areas in one universe. The concept of God would be different. The reality of God is unchanging in all universes, in all creation. God is, we are a part of God individually. But all of us together taken as a whole is what God is. D. Is this the force that created everything? P. That is correct. This is merely a manifestation of God. D. Do you know anything about the creation of the area we live in? P. The universe we here live in now is somewhat young. It has had a more than usual violence attributed to its makeup. Violence in a purely physical sense, regarding evolution on a natural level. There are many different ways universes are formed. This one was formed in one of those particular ways. In order to understand the different ways, a discourse on many different areas would be necessary because astronomy is involved, astrology, geology and many other sciences. D. There is one theory which they call the Big Bang Theory. It claims that our universe was developed all in one moment in an explosion. Would that fit in with what really happened? P. This was roughly true. It was not simply a big bang because there was existence before the bang. The bang was merely a part of the whole creationary process. This big bang was merely one aspect of the continuing evolution of the universes. The oscillating, rushing to Earth's aid, 113, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D, P, D. Universe theory is most closely or is the most accurate theory proposed on this planet. How are the methods decided as to how a universe will be created? These are sometimes determined for a specific purpose. The knowledge of how and why and when is far above any concepts we could discuss on this level. But there are levels of awareness which deal with these realities quite easily. What about us as individual souls? Do you have any information about how we first created? Could you clarify what the aspect of your question is? Which aspect of the creation are you asking? Well, we as individuals. I consider us to be individual souls. You said we were all a part of God, but do you have any information about how we came into being as individual souls? We were merely given personalization. We are merely pieces of God whom He has given personalization to. Why did I divide off from God, if that's a correct term? This was merely a part of the overall plan. The grand, divine plan which only God Himself knows in fullness. Many know small details but none except He Himself knows in completeness. The sum of all knowledge is God or the God concept. Merely being aware and open to this, one has access to unlimited knowledge. This knowledge simply is. Those of you in this room who would wish to open yourselves to this could receive this same knowledge at any time. Is it sort of tying in through the subconscious, through the human mind, that is accurate? Knowledge simply exists everywhere all at once. It is inaccurate to say that the information is kept here at the planet of the three spires. I am merely receiving the information from this point. This is my home planet from where my energy is manifest. The energy or information is universal and can be as easily received here on this planet by those who are receptive and open, at any time and any place. It is available to all creation. Did your planet and the other planets go through a series of evolutional steps in the same manner that our planet is? P. No, not in the same way. Not with as much friction, so to say. It was an easier revolution. Not easy, but easier. D. It seems as though there would not have been as many challenges on your planet. It would be like a perfect world. 114. The keepers of the garden. P. Not at all. The challenges may not be the same, but they're challenges, nonetheless. They are just simply not the same as here. Perfect worlds really just don't exist for all practical purposes. In the evolving planes there are perfect worlds that do exist, but they're not evolutionary. The whole idea behind evolutionary worlds is to reach perfection. And once they reach perfection there is no need for evolution. D. Would that account for one of the reasons why you volunteered to come here? Because you did not have the same circumstances in your own evolution. P. This was something I didn't want to experience, but it is helpful. D. When you were on that planet you were pure energy. This might explain why you are more open to this information than those encumbered with bodies. P. This is true. The incarnation does tend to close off one's sensitivities. This can be overcome, however, with practice and training and faith. There are councils, for instance the Universal Council, which is available for reference or questions. There are many on other planets who would wish to experience and be a part of Earth's rebirth, who, however, cannot due to other commitments. So many, many others on other planets are vicariously experiencing each of our earthly experiences from a distance. This correlation is collected and distributed to many so that they may benefit from these experiences. We are players in a movie, so to say. D. You mean they are watching us? P. More so than merely watching, but experiencing. And so we are experiencing not only for our good but for the good of the universe. D. Why are they so concerned with us? P. Concerned is not accurate, interested is more accurate. Many could not be here who wish to be, and so the opportunity to observe and experience is made manifest. This is a great undertaking for Earth and this universe, a grand scheme in God's plan. This is merely one aspect of the whole scheme, but should not be underrated, nonetheless. Many other planets are observing with great interest what is happening here. D. Is that why they are sending these other energies, entities, here to assist? P. Yes, it's strictly a voluntary effort to assist a neighbor who is floundering. Foundering? Rushing to Earth's aid. 115. D. How will these beings that are coming here be able to help us? Can you be more specific? P. The effort is subtle. We don't come in and knock heads and say, "This is the way to do it." Because that wouldn't help anybody. It would frighten and defeat the purpose. The reason for incarnating is to show an example from within the population and to work within the population, so that the effect is very subtle, but very complete. There are those who don't want help, who cling to the old ways. But that is entirely their choice. D. You said they know what is going on Earth. What is going on Earth? What is happening that they are so concerned about? Can you elaborate? P. The race is at the crossroads or the juncture of annihilation versus evolution. This human race could, without help, easily annihilate itself at this point in time. This, then, is the reason for the rush to help save a civilization. If your neighbor were about to commit suicide, would you not rush to help him or her? If you were at all capable, you would try everything you could, because you know that that is not the thing to do. Earth is at a point of suicide, or was headed to that point before the help was sent. And so there is a stabilization of this condition now occurring. D. Do you think they have the power to do anything to help Earth? Human beings are so stubborn. P. So are we. Laughter from the group. D. But if Earth were so stupid as to annihilate self, would this affect the others? P. The other evolutions would continue, yes. So in that respect there would be no effect. However, it would be impossible to stand by and watch, knowing that one could do something. One's own sense of higher morality would dictate that one at least try to help, whether it be successful or not. D. Has anything like this happened before? I am thinking of the destruction of Atlantis in ancient times. P. There was a difference in that. There was not the threat of annihilation during the Atlantean times. There was, shall we say, discomfort made in this home on Earth, but it was not as critical as it is now. This point we are at now is the brink of annihilation, of total annihilation of the human race, of destroying this planet, of literally killing this planet and all life on it. This was not the case in Atlantis, and so it was not necessary for the keepers of the garden influx at the Atlantean time. If no help was sent, can you guess where your destiny might lead you? In other words, do you have any idea what would happen if you weren't helped? D. Not really. The group made similar agreeing remarks. Can you enlighten us? P. The path that this civilization was on was total destruction by nuclear war. All out, total nuclear war. The technology was spreading and is spreading still, to even tiny, underdeveloped countries. It doesn't take much imagination to see what would happen if one country, or even one person in one country started the war. Even though this whole prospect was frightening, I decided to theorize. Well, what difference would it really make if the world was destroyed? Wouldn't we just become spirits again? P. The time has not come for this world to be destroyed. There is a time, but it is not now. There's much learning, much good, much helping to come from this planet before its time. D. Then there is a time when it will be destroyed? P. Certainly. But it will be a natural effect. This planet was not meant to be destroyed by its inhabitants. D. Are you saying then that when the end time comes, it will be another evolutional step rather than mass destruction? P. Exactly. When the time comes, everyone will be ready. This is nothing to worry about because of the time span. It will be thousands and thousands of years in the future. This planet is to be a springboard for all of us here to jump off to other areas. When this planet's usefulness has run its course, it will be destroyed in a natural cataclysmic explosion. D. But the danger lies in humans doing it before the natural occurrence happens? P. Exactly. D. What would be the difference? It would be an explosion both ways, wouldn't it? P. We all die in our physical bodies. When we consider our time is up in far old age, it's time. A child of 12 years old obviously is not ready. It happens sometimes because of prior agreements before the incarnation. But, as a rule, 12 years old is not an age to die. The Earth would be as if 12 years old now. It's not time. It's not the method, it's the time. Earth has not matured. Earth is in its adolescence as far as civilization goes. It has not even reached, rushing to Earth's aid. 117 D P D P D P D P D P D P D P D P adulthood. There's much to come from future generations. When the time has come, it will be prepared. Were Earth to have an early demise, how would it affect the other galaxies and planetary systems? There is interference in the order and cosmic scheme caused by a nuclear war. This would cause interference in systems throughout the universe. Plans would have to be changed. The ultimate goal would still be met on a universal level, but individual goals would have to be changed. Are there many planets that are sending entities to the Earth in this manner and for this reason? There are many, yes. Do we have any bad influences coming from such sources? I wouldn't say bad influences. There are those who are more of a good influence. There are not those coming to defeat the purpose. There are those coming who enhance the purpose more than others. Then from where do we get the influence that would cause us to speed up the destruction of the world? Where does this come from? This is from the energy, the thought energies that are on this planet. They're related to this planet. Then the evil influences originated with us. Evil is not an accurate term. It's simply misguided, that would be a more appropriate term. These energies are simply not evolved. They're energies that live on this planet. We are all energies. You are an energy, your soul is an energy. These are the energies I speak of. We could say souls. Then where do these negative thoughts originate? A thought is energy. Your soul manipulates energy. Thinking is manipulation of energy. These are thoughts occur because of past experiences and environment and will. Thoughts are not conditioned, thoughts are a byproduct or a product of a willful act. A thought is a willful act. Would this go along with the idea that thoughts are things?
Exactly.
Thoughts are energy. Thoughts are real manifestations.
You mean, by people thinking about these bad things happening to the you old, they are actually creating these things?
This is true. Thinking of hell on earth will bring it just as surely as going out and building it by the sweat of your brow. It may not occur in the same way, but it will, surely, just as surely occur.
118. The Keepers of the Garden.
D. Then by thinking of these things, nuclear Eretk, and fearing them, people are recreating a thought energy that is powerful enough to cause these things to happen.
P. We will say that the acceptance of the possibility creates that open door which allows that possibility to enter.
If the mental energies were directed that possibility were impossible, then it would be so.
This is why it is so important to clear the energies of the possibility or the acceptance of nuclear war, for that in turn creates that very scenario.
So the purpose is to bring in fresh energy, energy that has not been contaminated by these thought patterns.
Energy with new ideas, new hope and new direction star people.
D. Yes. These new energies coming in from other worlds would not be ingrained over many, many lifetimes with this destructive thought form.
P. That's exactly right. It's an infusion of new blood, good blood.
They are to clear the energies, to give new energy, new ways of seeing things, to show how to clear the energy for those earth souls who have never been shown. For were it to run its course, all would be eventually be channeling negative energy, and the ultimate destruction would be the result.
D. The light dawns.
Oh. So that's the reason.
That makes a lot of sense.
P. Learn your lessons and apply them in your daily life. Show by your examples and you then become ambassadors in exactly the same way that those from other planets are ambassadors.
D. I think one of their problems is that people on Earth have been taught to fear people from other planets.
They have the idea that anything that is alien and foreign must be bad.
P. This is because of imagination and uncertainty and unfamiliarity.
People are always afraid of what they don't understand.
The thought occurred to me that in none of the past lives, or imprints, that Phil had brought forth, had he created violence or caused harm to others. He was always the recipient of violence and a victim of negativity.
Maybe this was the reason. He had not been programmed to understand this type of thinking.
This apparently was also true of the other star people energies that have been sent as the infusion of new blood.
It could explain a lot of things.
The anti-war protesters, those that have anti-nuclear leanings, those against violence. The peace-loving nature has been programmed into them before their entry into this world.
Chapter 12, Starseed. It is amazing how I am led into these stories, often through only chance remarks. It doesn't take much to spark my curiosity, and by picking up on something that is said and expanding upon it, the door is often opened on a new adventure into the unknown.
Once the door is opened, the path can often lead down strange and wondrous byways.
Such was the chance incident that led to the discovery of the seeding of our planet Earth by people from other worlds. I will let the reader experience the adventure the way I did, from a completely foreign idea into the realms of fascination.
Even though the concept is strange, beneath it flows the soft murmur of truth.
It could be, might be, is possibly the true story of our beginnings.
I don't claim to know, but at least read with an open mind and allow for the faint possibility that there is more truth in this version than we could ever imagine in our wildest dreams or fantasies.
It happened during a session when Phil was speaking from the level of the Three Spires, where he supposedly had access to all knowledge of the history of the Earth.
This access could be tapped into from this point through the communication system he mentioned earlier.
Since this was his home planet, he was compatible with its energy and it gave him great capabilities to find the records.
We had been exploring and trying to find answers for the mysteries of Earth, and he mentioned races from Atlantis.
I suddenly thought of a Questic End that had frequently come into my mind.
I have often wondered where the different races came from originally.
What we call the black, the yellow, the red and the white. They are all so different.
What was their origin?
119. 120. The Keepers of the Garden.
P. The skin pigments and physical traits you describe as races are an evolutionary process.